It's Thursday, July 10th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. At least 31 workers were safely rescued after a tunnel collapsed in a large industrial complex in Los Angeles on Wednesday evening, according to the Los Angeles Fire Department. The collapse took place at the 18-foot diameter tunnel being constructed for municipal wastewater management, occurred at an underground horizontal excavation site about 5 to 6 miles south of the Seoul Entry Rescue Access Portal, LAFD said. The trapped workers were able to scramble with some effort over a 15-foot tall pile of loose soil to meet several co-workers on the other side of the collapse and be shuttled several at a time by tunnel vehicle to the entry access point more than 5 miles away. More than 100 Los Angeles firefighters and first responders came to the scene, including LAFD Urban Search and Rescue team members, who are specially trained, certified, and equipped to handle confined space tunnel rescue, according to the department. In other news, President Trump told leaders from 5 African nations on Wednesday that he was shifting the U.S. approach to the continent from aid to trade and that the United States is a better partner for Africa than China. Mr. Trump, who has shuttered the U.S. Agency for International Development and slashed funding for programs that help Africans, hosted leaders from Gabon, Guinea-Bissau, Liberia, Mauritania, and Senegal for a discussion about business opportunities in their countries. The president said his administration was committed to strengthening friendships in Africa, which he hoped to visit at some point. "We're shifting from aid to trade," he said at the start of a White House meeting. "There's great economic potential in Africa, like few other places. In many ways, in the long run, this will be far more effective and sustainable and beneficial than anything else that we can be doing together." The African leaders, in turn, heaped praise on the U.S. president for brokering peace deals around the world and expressed support for his receiving a Nobel Prize, a nomination made by Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel. In world news, Europe's top human rights court delivered damning judgments Wednesday against Russia in 4 cases brought by Kyiv and the Netherlands, accusing Moscow of atrocities in Ukraine dating back more than a decade. Judges at the European Court of Human Rights ruled that Russia was responsible for widespread violations of international law, from shooting down Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in 2014, to the murder, torture, rape, destruction of civilian infrastructure, and kidnapping of Ukrainian children after Moscow's full-scale invasion of 2022. Reading the decisions in a packed courtroom in Strasbourg, Court President Matthias Geyomar said Russian forces breached international humanitarian law in Ukraine by carrying out attacks that, quote, "killed and wounded thousands of civilians and created fear and terror," end quote. The Kremlin said it would ignore the largely symbolic judgment, but Ukraine hailed it as historic and unprecedented, saying it was an undeniable victory for the embattled country. The judges found the human rights abuses went beyond any military objective and that Russia used sexual violence as part of a strategy to break Ukrainian morale. Back in the U.S., President Joe Biden's former White House physician refused on Wednesday to answer questions as part of the House Republican investigation into Mr. Biden's health during his time in office. Dr. Kevin O'Connor invoked his rights under the Fifth Amendment during a closed-door interview with the House Oversight Committee, according to his attorney. Republicans on the Oversight Committee subpoenaed Dr. O'Connor last month as part of their sweeping investigation into Mr. Biden's health and his mental fitness while he was president. Mr. Biden has strongly denied that he was not in a right state of mind at any point while in office, calling the claims ridiculous and false. Representative Robert Garcia of California, the top Democrat on the oversight panel, dismissed the Republican investigation as a waste of time. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.